fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. And very excitingly, we're not alone this morning. We've got Sarah Stewart in the studio.
Hi.
Kia ora.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming up this morning. What are we talking about, you two?
Well, we're introducing Sarah as she is New Zealand Fashion Week ambassador, as Sammy Salsa last week. And we're really lucky because Sarah is the stylist for Media Works. So
awesome.
Sarah dresses people on the TV.
Aha. Uh-huh. So people will have seen your work before, definitely.
Yeah, one part of the job anyway.
Yes, I dress for 7 shows, starting in the morning with the AM show, which should be on at the moment. And also we've got 4 p.m, got 6 with Mike and Sam. We've got the Nation, as well as The Project, Late Night News, and also Prime News.
That's quite a diverse range of shows as well.
Yes, yeah, which keeps things interesting. But mainly it's news and current affairs.
Awesome.
Yeah. And how did you... can you tell us about how you got into fashion? Because we're talking off air about how you started at AUT as a fashion designer. You were studying that.
Yes, yeah. I went down quite a traditional route of going to university, and then I worked for a fashion buying company, and then later studied personal styling, how to do people's colours, body shape analysis, and shopping. But one thing I did learn is that within New Zealand, it's just saying I knew that I needed to learn every avenue of styling, and so I assisted for years doing editorials and fashion workshops and working on commercials, just assisting to acquire knowledge. Yeah.
It's the best way to do any learning, really, is on the job and watching other people work.
Yeah. Definitely.
Can you tell us a bit about your time in London and how you learnt on the job there?
Sure. In 2012, I moved to London, and I was just telling Penny about what an incredible place it is, and how you can just strike it lucky that there's abundance of opportunities. Some of my highlights were working on set with Little Mix.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And also assisting a woman who is looking after Danny O'Donoghue. And also my favourite was working with Mick Jagger.
Oh, wow. That's got to be the ultimate in fashion styling, styling Mick Jagger. Gosh.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Also, I mean, must be awesome to work with a girl group as well, because you can have so much fun with the way you'd style a band like Little Mix. That's just straight pop. You could have so much fun with that.
Yeah, well, each of them have, the Spice Girls. I don't know if that makes me old, comparing it.
I think the Spice Girls is an evergreen reference. Yeah. Always fantastic.
They're all got their own characters. Each individual girl has her... one girl was always wearing really bright colours. Others were her hair was her thing. But creating these characters are very, very fun.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that with the news as well. Each person has a little character.
How do you approach dressing people for the television? Because it must be really different to any other kind of styling.
It is different. It's a really tight brief. So there's lots of elements that you sort of need to think about. So there's obviously the producers. So they'll have their own idea of how they'd like the show to look. Then also there's the individual. So you need to consider their colour, their body shape, and also what they're going to, how we want or how they want themselves to be seen by the public.
Right.
So if they're super serious and want to be super credible, then clothing can convey that.
Mm-hmm.
But also there's lots of annoying things that you need to think about with television, is that certain fabrics or materials or prints strobe, which means it sort of moves on the screen without them even moving.
Yeah.
Also noise is something to consider, and also silhouette. So the things that we normally wear on air,
mm-hmm.
In real life, looks rubbish on air. Things like bodycon dresses look amazing on air because it's fitted. And,
right.
But not everyone walks around in bodycon dresses, so it's not necessarily, it's not necessarily trend-based.
Yep.
It's more about, what's going to look great on air.
That's
awesome.
It
might flattering.
Yeah.
So like big floaty silk numbers aren't going to work very well.
No, because it's essentially just a big cutout. Like, yeah, right, you just look... Just any extra fabric will just make you look bigger.
Like you're wearing a sack.
Yeah.
Which is fine, you know, sacks can be fashion, but maybe not on the news. So
yeah, lots of pregnancy questions, you know, like, oh, are they?
Oh, no.
Although we do have a lot of girls that are, women that are pregnant at the moment. I've got four that I'm dressing at the moment, which
cool.
is, it's been amazing. Like, each girl is completely different. I myself have never been pregnant, so it's definitely been a free education.
Awesome.
Yeah, and what's been so interesting is how each body is completely different, and and how to dress that for air as well.
Mm. It's quite an intimate thing, I guess, working so closely with people, putting them in clothes that then, like, you know, thousands of people will see them in.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, exactly. And each of them have been so patient as well, like, I'm putting them in stuff that they'll just never wear, like big stretchy fabric or flowers and, yeah, like, yeah. just stuff that they'll just be like, really? Well, yeah, but then, they're so open, it's great.
Do you have to give them big pep talks before they go on and go, yeah, no, it does look great, don't worry about it?
there's lots of encouragement.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once you've kind of established the relationship, they just feel like, what am I wearing? And then, you know, well, I'm just like singing over there and they don't mind, you know?
That sounds awesome. I'd love to have a cheerleader every morning, like,
yeah.
You got this, great. Penny. You
Penny,
got this.
Penny, you're looking great today.
God, you look gorgeous.
That'd be amazing.
Isn't that like in Clueless, that 90s movie, doesn't she have a screen in her bedroom that tells her when her outfit matches? And stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, same. It was like goals. Big childhood goals. Exactly. I was like, where's my computer that tells me my cool clothes?
Yeah. Do you yourself have any fashion rules, like things you won't wear or don't recommend anyone wears?
One thing that I have learned is never say never, just because things are like, oh my God, that's hideous. Just trends come around and then you'll probably be wearing it next year.
Yeah.
But for myself, I have an unusual shape body. I bet the viewers are like, what is this body shape? like an hourglass. There's lots of rules, I think, for myself, like ways to show my waistline. And I tend not to wear a lot of black. I tend to wear a lot of colour.
That's really cool.
I like to not have rules. Yep. As long as you feel awesome, who cares?
Hard out. Yeah.
And it's not for a brief, like, for television, but, like, if it's for yourself, if you feel good, like...
Have a good time.
Rock it, yeah.
Exactly.
And when you're at Fashion Week in 2 weeks' time, or is it next week? Next week.
Oh, yeah, it's just next week.
Yeah.
No pressure.
My gosh, it's coming around so quickly.
Coming in hot.
Do you get dressed by designers for... attending that?
Yes, I've been lucky enough to I've been asked to visit a couple of the showrooms just to borrow pieces.
Awesome.
Which I cannot wait. I'm really looking forward to that. I aim to wear all New Zealand brands.
Cool.
I always try to anyway. I've got some Tanya Carlson pants on at the moment, Tralee Scooper jacket, you know, but then a vintage top.
Nice.
And Glasson's boots, and just mixing it up.
Keeping it high street,
yes.
High class, and vintage. It's the perfect combo.
Thanks. Did you want to know the designers, or are you...
Oh, you can if you like, if you want to share. Yeah.
I know the different ones will be like Stolen Girlfriends, and hopefully a bit of Karen Walker, and definitely Tralee Scooper. They're the ones that I've got organised at the moment. It's all being organised this week, you know,
very
nothing
exciting.
Like the last
so
minute.
And because Stolen Girlfriends and Tralee, they're kind of two shows that people always really, really look forward to as
yes.
well, because there's always kind of a bit of theatrics and that sort of thing.
Always.
Do you wear... I heard once that there was a rule that you don't wear the designer's clothes to the actual show, but then I've actually seen people... like the celebrities come along wearing that, like, because I kind of feel like you're supporting the designer.
Yeah, totally.
I think so. I mean, if there is a hard and fast rule, then I don't abide by it. I like to support the designers, but for myself, I think there's going to be about 7 shows on one day, so I'm probably a bit lazy to change it up each
7 times.
But yeah. I will definitely be wearing their pieces during the week.
Hard.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any rules. I think that if I was a designer and I had a show and then all of my guests were wearing my clothes, I would feel like amazing.
Stoked,
yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, this is great.
That'd be really cool.
Thank you so much for coming and chatting to us this morning, Sarah Stewart, and thank you, Penny, as well.
Thanks. And if you want to check out Sarah's work, you can check out at Styled by Sarah Stewart on Instagram.
And that's Stewart, Stuart.
Yep.
There we go. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.